You know, going into the season, we're very confident. I was pretty confident in my abilities developing off of that 2015 season. But I think that at the end of the day, after doing a bunch of film study and reflecting on that season, simply put, balls in my hands every play. I just gotta make my plays.
It's been fun. I mean, this whole thing.
The team's been receptive to that answer that you
don't have that all.
You know, the next question fires off right away.
So I've been up and on the training since 26. Be able to come to this thing and perform and be the best of me that I can be. So it's nice to be able to be here, going through it, you know, and being able to model the culmination of a lot of hard work. Ryan Flaherty.
You know, I'm pretty comfortable with opening up and discussing who I am as a guy and how I plan on going about this process. They've had a lot of questions about last season and how a guy who has his size and has the arm strength goes and becomes 4'8". And I responded to what I, in the way that I thought was the honest truth.
Anytime you spend time with a quarterback that's been through this thing, that's played a year that he has, found some success, and he'd be the first to tell you. He's excited about that. And that's very clear in his attitude and his mentality right now in the offseason. Just to be around him and be able to pick his brain and be a sponge is pretty special.
Could you see yourself fitting with that team here and ended up with
Philadelphia
with Carson?
Yeah, I do. I want to be a receiver that can play everywhere, still do everything, that can be productive wherever I need.
We had a couple extra days.
I want to be able to drive that doesn't have to come off the field. So any system that I step into, I want to be able to keep
it. So I was able in the first couple of weeks to go back and watch every game through a couple times, and we're still watching those games as much as we can to clean up some of the issues that I had to make those plays that are going to put us in winning positions.
Why did you feel you should come out and all
that? You know, I'm pretty confident in my abilities. I think that my size,
I'm not trying to prove anyone to anyone, anything to anyone, I guess. I'm being down here to be the best dude I can be. I believe in the receiver I am. I believe in the what I bring to a team, I think, is something that no one else brings.
My
Their liability, the versatility, so it's going to be productive, play in and play out. I'm down here just to be the best of me that I can be. I believe that's going to be plenty.
Absolutely. I think that as a battle-ready guy, I've seen a lot. My shortcoming as a Notre Dame quarterback, only playing there for.
I think my film speaks for itself in that regard.
I was playing all across the two, a not so good season this past season. And that all those experiences will prepare me to be able to play, hopefully in that first game coming next season.
Playing on a big stage like Notre Dame.
It was really just very early.
Very
general.
I
get to know the player I am, half person.
But you're also representing the second biggest Catholic institution in the world, and that international fan base.
I understand that's an aspect, especially as a whole, not just the return, the return game, but actually being able to cover punts and kicks, and the importance of that. Being as a player, I'm willing to step in and do that.
Huge
stuff. I understand to be a successful team, especially if you're just part of that. I'm excited about that next step.
Very talented, very detail oriented. So as a quarterback, my leadership role was a little bit different. I was asked more just to execute my job and a lot of other guys around me to play their way. In this past season, I would be the first
to tell you that statistics don't mean anything. Statistics lie. And that receiver just more than any other position, I'd say statistics lie. But in the same way, statistics do tell you a story that I've been able to play alongside some very good players.
They're asking every last guy here.
Playing with next to some very good receivers, some good quarterbacks, and obviously a very great coaching staff. I was blessed to be here now 4 years.
In my life,
so it is really a part of that. It's not the stats. I think it's what's going to transfer. But it's the player I am, the player I've developed myself into.
The more I get to sit down in these informal meetings and just talk ball, is the more I become more passionate about it. To just show you are. You can't prove it. You can't say it. You can't put it in words.
It's everything. A lot of these guys are great athletes, blessed with great height, great speed. I worked for everything I got, and I learned that at an early age. It was really a blessing in disguise because moving forward, I had those tricks. I knew what it took to be great, and with my body trying to catch up, that stuff stuck stuff to do and really create me as a player.
Staying off of social media, staying out of the spotlight to make sure that I could perfect my craft. I really am very confident in who I am as a passer and who I am as a quarterback.
At Notre Dame, you're on the big stage. How did you deal with the work ethic?
The guys that left are the ones that are willing to put in the time. The guys that are going to be on the field are the ones that put in the time to prepare themselves both mentally and physically. And I'm the one that I pride myself on. That's my statement. And so moving forward, that's something that's not going to change. That's part of who I am. It's part of my DNA. So I'm excited to get to the next level and really be able to translate this over and continue to work and be the best receiver.
Look at one another in that locker room and make sure that we're going to focus on those mission ones.
That wasn't something that I thought was doing. I believe in the coaches. The coaches want to.
I didn't watch either, honestly. I followed the Eagles run. I'm a
big fan of that I really want to stick around.
My dad is a huge Eagles fan. So
do you think you would have a higher profile now if you had gone somewhere else?
I'm not sure. There would definitely be that no one would have that question anymore. Can you play against what receives a higher level talent?
Position, have the confidence to go out in any situation.
I have played against higher level talent. I've played against Pac-12 schools, and I've been very productive against them. For me, I'm the same player I am today.
I think Dak Prescott got to experience something that was very similar to what I experienced in 2015. Walking into a team with a bunch of great talent around an awesome offensive line, great receivers, a great running back, and all you have to do is execute his job. And when you have the veterans around you, the experience around you, and you're only required to make sure to make your throws, make your checks, and get yourself in the right team, or get your team into the right play, and it makes the game a lot easier and gives you a lot more confidence.
Playing in the league, this is something I've done since I was young. And even when I wasn't developing as a player, as a person, I weighed in my freshman year, I was 5'4", 119 pounds. I had 2-pound ankle weights on both ankles. And
I believe
wholeheartedly that I was
going to develop his ability to develop
quarterbacks. I was explaining the league and perform at a high level. I didn't go through a lot of coaches telling me I needed to change my goals for myself. But that's the way I set my goals. I set my goals laughably high. I'm going to pursue those things. My work ethic off the field is going to reflect those goals I have to myself. I did.
Yeah, I would love to be in.
I do. I'm actually really close with them. Really close.
The way this draft is set up, to be a top pick.
I watched a lot of different guys, and I was really lucky enough to have a cut up from Antonio Brown, and I thought receivers, and I think the NFL receivers, three guys, and the way they play the game, receivers and art form, those three guys, if you watch them, they're completely different. But they're all very productive. So I like watching those three guys, different things they use to create separation, be productive. I try to draw things from every receiver I watch. When I'm getting coaching, I like to get hear philosophies from a lot of different people. In the offseason, try to be around as many guys as I can, and you'll see what their thoughts on playing this position.
Absolutely. If you watch our games, you'd understand that I'd much rather be in the pocket. I think I have a really good pocket awareness.
I was a player.
Media questions that are going to come across, a lot of opportunities to make money. Being a guy who's coming to NCAA, who was living on that cost of attendance check, and now having opportunities to make those dimes. it does become a little difficult to pass up on those opportunities. But I think that I bought into that bunker mentality, and I think it's
the
best thing for me.
Like I said,
the
early on,
right now, I'm not really the ball, I'm not the game, understand the game is greater than it's ever been, and look forward to showing it to these teams during this week.
How long do you guys have that last
So Deshaun and I were in the same area during this pre-draft process, and we've been around each other quite a bit. Our relationship has continued to grow, and he's helped me as much as I've helped him. In terms of just experiencing to have someone go through this process with, who's dealing with the same transition is awesome. You know, been on the share some notes.
It's been fun.
It's been fun.
Love my time down there. He's a very good player.
One thing that I take from him is his simple love for the game and how much fun he has playing it. You know, I'm a guy who is pretty serious. I sit up here and I try to stay as poised as possible and as even-keeled as possible. The way he smiles and the way he goes about it and the way he enjoys it is something that I won't have to bring into the way that I go about my process.
Get lucky to have a quarterback.
I don't know yet. You're going to have to ask Brian Murphy now. My agent's kind of cut me off of that. And whenever I feel it's right. As of now, I think that it's done really well for me. And I think that I'm going to have to continue to push forward in developing my game. So I don't think that I'm anywhere near where I need to be a starter next year. So I'm probably going to stay in this proper mentality as long as it possibly takes for me to get back to the level of play that's going to get me to winning.
Watching your game, it looks like playing quarterback for Brian.
He definitely likes to roll off your back. When we decided to play for Coach, I learned that's exactly what we're getting to, and that's someone who's going to hold your standards at a higher level. And he's going to try to push you as hard as he possibly can. I think that me having my dad as a coach growing up, there is no one who's going to coach me harder than the way my dad did. So playing for Coach Kelly was a good correlation exactly how I've been coaching my life.
That being said, did the two quarterback system to start the season, did that, you feel like that held you back at all?
I don't think it held me back, but I do think that I spent a little bit too much time thinking about that rather than thinking about developing the guys around me and developing the trust. Once again, the 2015 team and 2016 team were completely different. We always had a completely different roster than our offense, and I think that there should have been a little more time spent with me trying to develop that trust and develop the guys around me to make the plays in those fourth quarter drives when needed. At times, I kind of was looking over my shoulder a little bit too much, and I think that's probably my biggest regret this past season.
With the teams you've seen and talked to, what's been their biggest concern with your team?
Quite frankly, I've only had one formal meeting, and that was just more why with a guy my size, my arm talent, my understanding of football, why do you live for me?
I've
answered the question as truthfully as I possibly can, and that's simply that I didn't make plays. As a quarterback every play. And if you're going to go win games in the fourth quarter, then you got to be the guy making the plays. We've been in touch since he's left. My freshman year, that was my real transition to understanding what football is like. Playing high school football, playing college football, completely different. He kind of instilled in me the qualities that it's going to take me to be successful in the NFL for this experience in the NFL before you get to Notre Dame. He taught me that as a quarterback, you know, your job is to protect yourself, and your next job is to get your team to the NFL. And that kind of was my roots going into this last year. As these teams get to know you, what do you hope they walk away with?
When you say just to make
I hope they see someone that's willing to put in every quarter team that's going to step on the field and be the best.
Did you fall off in any areas?
It's a true team sport.
It takes 11 times. I don't think I fell off. I think I definitely developed my mechanics a little more, but I think the plays that were made were in situations in which I wasn't detailed on it, and I wasn't helping the guys around me in detail on it. You get into fourth quarter drives, and all eyes are on you. What you have to be able to resort to simplify your game